Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Take my latest run-in with Batsy. It was just last night, as the entire country was tuning into its favorite talk show.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger. And here we go.
Hello there. I am the good Dr. Harley Quinn, and welcome to the Wrestling Asylum, where you are guaranteed to have a fun time here. Yes, indeed. And let's see here. Let's just get to the warden here. I can't call out anybody this week, so let's get to the warden who runs this place. The one, the only, the Joker. Yes, he is here. Let's get started. I wonder.
Harley, you know by now.
Yes.
That you had somebody in mind for the chair.
Oh, I did.
Unfortunately, my dear.
Uh-oh.
I almost spared the boy. Until he betrayed Mr. Trick.
Ooh.
You know me. I can't let that go.
No.
But folks, don't adjust your set.
No.
Now, this week, our beautiful victim will be none other than one Carmelo Hayes.
Yes.
And of course, we're going to dive into the first ever Iron Woman match, Bayley Sasha Banks.
Yes.
With all the respect.
I can't wait.
Well, before we get to that, first things first, we got to pay some bills, honey.
Of course.
Subscribe, make free, like, share, subscribe, stay notified, telegraph, telephone, telegram, tell your baby mama, tell a wrestler, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know the deal.
Yes, indeed.
Go to Linktree off the Top Rope Podcast. That's where you'll find all the links to follow and keep up with everything. Check out the archives and, hey, check out Black Hearts Angels from earlier. And, of course, make sure you check out Last Week in Wrestling 2 and all the other great shows. Also, did you make sure you kick that coffee kick yet? W Energy, 10% off OTTR Mobs promo code off your first order. And they got a lot of good flavors, too. Help you get through the day and avoid that
tumbler
coffee crash when you're 10 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
I need another thing to do.
I need a cup of joe.
Of course, this is somewhat in hoodie and flannel season. Dream Alive University, dreamalive.store, 15% off with the OTTR promo code. And of course, get that bling, get your ring, get your earrings, get soulless, 25% off. OTTR mob promo code, getsoulless.com. And we thank all these brands for letting us be there.
Thank you. Shout out.
But this week was intense.
It was.
Want to have some fun before the main event?
It was an event.
But the first thing we have to dive into.
Yes.
I believe. Is we witnessed new NXT tag team champs. That's right.
Blowing.
The one time rivals turned tag team. Braun Breaker, Baron Corbin are now tag team champs.
Ooh.
Winners of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Trophy.
Yep, yep.
And then
this
happened because mm-hmm. of that victory. Mm-hmm. Then this,
and yeah. less
than 24 hours ago, this happens. So Braun Breaker has officially joined SmackDown. So now the question remains.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Pretty much emotional damage.
Damage.
Damage. Pretty much the question remains.
Yes.
One thing. What does this do to Baron Corbin? You have spent the near part of a year.
Mm-hmm. Building.
Building back.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin from the shit the old man pretty much destroyed.
Yep.
Okay. You tried him with the sad Corbin, the happy Corbin. Mother
GM Corbin.
Let him be who he was to begin with.
Lone wolf badass.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
And then. Bigger.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can tell you right now, Bobby, that was unexpected.
It was.
Now, my thing is, what does this do with Braun Breaker heading to SmackDown?
Yeah,
we've seen NXT champs pull double duty before.
Mm-hmm.
But now one question still remains. Does this do anything negative to Baron Corbin's career? Would this also...
Mm-hmm.
maybe be the means to bring him back?
Ooh.
Or do we see our former champs there show up on Raw?
Hmm.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
That is a good question.
I never do.
Yeah, has a plan. Never.
But the fact of the matter is, to me, it was out of left field. It was a nice change of pace because you saw a title change on, you know, TV, which, you know, WWE doesn't do very often.
No.
AEW's smart hasn't done that six ways from Sunday and beaten that into the ground.
Well, that's true.
Which is genius because you have the right guys in every company saying, exactly. don't do it every week. Da 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 da. Yes, if you play it right, and they did. You threw a massive curveball out of left field.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you already knew Breaker and Corbin had won the Dusty Rhodes Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Char, I think you call Corbin back, but I don't know if you keep them as a team right now.
That is one thing. That is one thing.
If you keep them as a team, it's got to stay locked.
Yeah.
But now here's what you can do. Seeing as how Braun is now on SmackDown, guess what comes next? I either see betrayal.
Yes.
Or here's my other idea. All right. What you could do is, you know, they lose the tag belts clean.
Yeah. Yes.
Clean L.
Big question. Who do you see them losing those titles to if you're going to have it done that way?
You either have them lose to the former champs or you build a team that can kick their ass.
Yeah, you can do it. I like the other option, build a team who can kick their butt.
Hey, you know.
It's just me, though. Yeah, they're going to give it to D'Angelo and Stacks again.
But if they give it to D'Angelo and Stacks, you got to make it logical.
Exactly.
The one thing I think they could do is if they decide to do the curveball out of nowhere and have them relinquish because Braun Breaker's doing huge on SmackDown, what you can do is have Braun there with Corbin. Mm-hmm. They had for a while.
Yeah.
Side note.
Okay.
This whole thing with Roman.
Oh my God.
Only been one man in the last 5 years before Jay pinned him. Never beat Roman. Anybody want to take a guess who that might be?
Who is it?
It's one half of the new champs.
Baron Corbin.
Why not have him get involved?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
No, Bobby, that would kind of be...
Nah, that was...
That was a different creative thing in time.
Yeah.
They did. You can't go through that twice. I'm not saying you couldn't, but you don't have... There's certain talent that you need to have on the go to make it work, and I don't see that. Yeah.
And in the case of the New Day, these were three gentlemen whose personalities meshed so well together. They've been together ever since. So lightning doesn't always strike twice.
New Day's been together for practically over 15 years.
Yeah, and it still works even now.
And the funny part about it, and this is the part for me I think a lot of fans will understand, is two out of three members of the New Day are former world champions.
Yep.
One's a king of the ring and got screwed out of an opportunity.
Yep.
And if you know, you know, and that kind of pisses my ass off
Same.
About that. But I think if you're going to have Corbin back on the main roster, short-term babyface move.
Right.
Screw Roman.
Ooh.
Now we're talking.
You got, here's how you can pull it off. Breaker Braun as a whole, to me. He's got something special.
He does. Oh, yeah.
He is like his father.
Yep.
With the charisma of his uncle.
His Uncle Scott. Yeah. I see it.
If you take out Breaker and let him be Braun Steiner.
Oh, God.
I'm not saying they'll do it, but if they did. Whoa. He would break every
let him run wild
or underachieve that people would have for him. He's already done that.
He's done it.
He unified the NXT UK and NXT championships.
He did.
He had some great title defenses, including one against his new co-champ.
Yep.
I think bringing him to SmackDown's the right thing.
Yep.
But to do so, you're going to have to create a scenario to make it work.
Yes. It has to make sense.
More than that. If you're going to bring Braun, it needs to be Braun and Baron in the short in a short term. You know, Roman called on the High Chief, The Rock, to get involved.
Right.
Well, guess what, bitch? You got your backup, motherfucker. I got mine.
Into the air, Junior Birdman, miss me. Yeah, watch me.
Yeah, and watch me.
One was the last guy to pin ya for nearly four fucking years.
Aaron
and here's
Corbin.
The rub. You can't pin any of us clean.
No, you have to run those other weasels with them.
Run with that.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. I have watched Braun Breaker at speed that technically when you get hit from a spear by him, your ass should not fucking get up.
No, you are practically going to get cut in half.
That motherfucker's got 25 mile an hour speed in a 20 by 20. And yes, that is a shoot because if you listen to some of the behind the scenes shit from back at the Rumble, somebody was clocking that kid.
Nobody was.
Oh,
that's one minute of power.
And the thing is, he used to be a football player, so it's understandable. Whoa!
So if Roman wanted to try, he'd have to be real quick.
He would be. His brawn is quick as fuck.
Rocky, he'd make the spear you ate in 03 from Goldberg feel just like a little baby pat on the back. Burp! Compared to that.
If you like this.
With Braun on SmackDown, it now opens a unique dynamic. And I like the way that he talked with Hunter about it.
Yeah.
You know, he talked, you know, he listened to Baron.
Yeah.
I still don't think Nick Aldis is done.
No, I don't either. I'm still waiting for when he said, for when his time for him to go in the ring again.
I think we're going to hear the words Jade Cargill, Baron Corbin. He may pick up one more talent from NXT. I don't know.
Ooh, I wonder who.
I don't know, but I can tell you right now, some things weren't. If some injuries hadn't happened, I think you could have a Nikita Lyons. You could have Jade on.
Cora. Yeah.
There are a couple of key names that would be there right now.
Yep.
I think it remains to be seen. I'll ask the viewer, the inmates, this one question. Yep. With Braun on SmackDown, does it now present the possibility that if they go to fuck Cody again?
Oh God.
Here's your boy that can stop him. No. Because there is no way. Nothing short of a steel chair.
Right.
And you better be lightning quick with the swing. That's going to stop Breaker. Because once Breaker gets moving, that's game over. Fuck you, game over. Game over.
Oh, he's
and I can tell
be.
You right now, when when he originally debuted, I was like, the bright colors, I was like, are we going back to his dad and his, what the fuck is this? Then I saw him
on here.
And I'm like, never mind.
He's good.
I was like, never mind, we're good. I mean,
we're all good.
He tore it up with Ciampa. He tore it up with Gargano. Done. Good. All these guys. So now he's in the big time.
Mm-hmm. Can he hold his own with these main roster superstars?
Can he hold it? I think so.
Meta!
I still think he does need a little bit extra time in terms of the mic skill.
Yeah, that's something he can get better at with time.
I think, well, now that you have Styles and Orton and LA Knight, LA Knight,
yeah.
Pick some of these guys' brain.
That's one minute of power.
Which will help.
Yep.
I think the one thing he could do that could break from the pack is to do what Stone Cold did with JR. Sit with Corey, sit with Wade, get to know him better, to talk about him, not just in ring, but other elements to the persona, because then that's going to help them get him over better. And the more they do that, you could see almost that it's a Stone Cold esque essence to him, to where it's okay. These guys know him personally.
Yeah.
That's where they're
that conversation.
From. So when they're reacting, it's not as scripted reaction as it to the casual fan that says, "Oh, they're just being told to play this." Wait a minute. Whereas Stone Cold, you would get that live, legit.
I think it's great too, Bobby.
I was shocked. I was expecting Raw.
Yeah.
But I think the
this works
is
better.
Good.
Yeah.
I
this
think
just works better.
On Raw. I think Jade ends up on Raw.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Jade signed with SmackDown. Wait, she didn't sign a contract.
She hasn't signed anything.
Okay. You say, remember the statement she walked out of the room. She walked out of the room.
She's the trade-off for Breaker.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Which to me would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I think if there's a different end game that we have not yet seen, I'll understand it. As far as seeing the son of Rick Steiner on SmackDown, something you never thought you would see.
True.
If you were a fan 10, 15 plus years ago or more, or you grew up in the Attitude Era when you would see Rick and Scott
do their thing.
And
whatnot,
and you were like, okay, if they got end up having kids, if those kids end up anything like their dads in the ring, let's see what they come up with. To me, I think what it was.
We have Braun now.
I mean, the simple fact, in my opinion, is this. If they're going to go at this the way I hope they go at this, I think the number one way you're going to have to go, and it's not going to be easy, is you have to, at the most, I think, have Braun as the be the in-between right now. Because you just got to the main roster.
Yeah, tweener. He could be a tweener.
Don't say the word tweener. Don't you? It rhymes with... Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
If you got offended, tough shit.
But, yeah, whatever.
But in closing,
moving on,
at least for my part of this,
right?
My concern is don't get lost in the shuffle. Stand out like you've been.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I think that he still needs,
mic work.
He needs just a little on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm not saying saying he hasn't done it. I'm saying he needs a little bit extra.
Yeah, he does.
Because you're going to get the fans who may not know NXT well.
Right.
If you want him to pull them in to see him, I mean, he's more than capable. We all know that. It's now a question of, okay, what is the next level on the mic is he going to need to get through? And he's coming in at the right moment. I mean,
he is.
Shit, you have The Rock in the locker room. Bitch, I'm walking up. And the fact that Paul Heyman gave you the rub last week.
He did.
I'm just going to say this, not rub and tug for you perverts out there.
No.
But the rub.
Mind out of the gutter, please.
Hi. If that wasn't spoiler alert, I smell the fresh meal ticket. I'm gonna jump. Hi, Paul Heyman. I'm the advocate for Braun Breaker. Congratulations. You found your mouthpiece if he's not all there. I mean,
it has a nice ring to it. Write that down, will you?
I mean, fuck. He did it for Brock.
He did.
Did it for Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Heyman has always said he loves working with younger talent.
And here's his opportunity.
And look at what Brock was capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back, Brock was on the mic alone. Hi. That's from a lot of years working under Heyman.
Yep.
In comm. And when Heyman's telling you, hey, Remember this, and shoot from the hip.
Yep.
Need I say more?
Exactly.
He now gets a plethora of individuals to sit under that learning tree.
Exactly.
And really pick the brain and then practice, whether it's in front of the guys in the locker room, whether it's in front of them, whatever.
Well, you know, practice.
So the one thing I will say to him is, welcome to the main roster, buddy boy. I was shocked because as soon as he won the NXT tag belts on Tuesday, I went, he ain't coming.
No way.
He's going to stay in NXT. Down with I'm
Jesus Christ. How do you even let that happen?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I can't.
Sorry, we're not getting no. Sorry.
But all I'm saying here is the simple fact and we'll move on after this part of it, is listen, folks. You are about to witness a breakout star that you never seen coming.
Never.
And not prematurely either for all you perverts. But in, hey, my mind's in the gutter today after seeing
it. I know.
Billy. Sorry.
No, sorry.
All right.
There you go.
But I'm going to say this for what it is. If you got Paul Heyman giving you your flowers before you've done something big, as they say,
huge.
Then guess what? You already know what's going to happen. Name a time where Heyman has ever been wrong.
He's never been wrong as far as I'm concerned. Never.
And given the fact with the amount of talent from the jump start of NXT till now,
yep,
one time or another, they all sat under the Heyman tree.
They did. They definitely did.
I'm not
wrong. Ooh. Nope.
But now I understand you, Doc, had a story as well, didn't you?
Oh, I do. I do.
Let's dive into that, shall we?
Of course. Now, apparently, everyone is thinking WrestleMania 41 is going to be in Minneapolis because WWE has not announced where WrestleMania 41 is going to be. Turns out, Minneapolis might not be the front runner to host the Showcase of the Immortals. Possibility is Las Vegas. Now we know
that would be logical.
That would be logical. The Allegiant Stadium, they just had Super Bowl 58 happen, and this
we
is
don't talk about like that.
Yep. Well, I know that one match I can definitely see happening if it's in Las Vegas is Rock versus Roman because it's big showcase, big city, bright lights, big fight feel, you name it. Can you see WrestleMania 41 in Vegas?
I could anticipate it being in Vegas for the simple fact that everything that you just forementioned, and plus it's still a brand new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that old.
Like I said, hosted that game. SummerSlam, you know, has sports teams winning championships. Go Knights,
yeah,
go.
You already got a 7-year-old hockey team that won the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup.
Gonna go for two.
Back to back, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Yep.
All
Vegas
day.
Aces right. Winning WNBA championship back to back. Can they do it a third straight year? We'll find out.
Okay. My thing is, a lot of times they don't ever. Okay, let's rewind the clock a little bit since we're going to talk.
Here we go.
We're going to go to 2010.
Okay.
So WrestleMania happens in Phoenix, right?
Yes.
So at the time, I'm living in Georgia. I'm getting ready to move to Salt Lake. So you know how they used to, you know, announce during WrestleMania where the one following year would be?
Yeah.
So they're gearing up and they're doing the aerial shot and it shows up right over the Georgia Dome and I go, fuck!
What?
Are you kidding me? I'm leaving Georgia to go out west and now you fuckers are coming to Atlanta. I still ended up getting to go.
Oh,
and then I went and had a blast. But it was just like, you gotta be shitting me.
Like, really?
I was like,
come on.
So, I mean, a lot of the times over the years, in the last 5 to 10,
right?
It's always been before they announced it, they used the logo to the show.
Yeah.
They used for the following year, like last year, everybody had an inkling it was going to be Philly. And as soon as the logo leaked, you just A and B added up.
Yep. Liberty Bell.
I don't know.
Philadelphia.
I don't know why you would do it in Minneapolis. I don't know where.
Well, US Bank Stadium has a roof on it. So that might have been part of the reason why they were thinking Minneapolis. The other suspicion that I had was Mr. Lesnar because of him being from Minneapolis. But I think, the whole thing with Brock going on,
I don't want to hear. Hey, I'm going to say one thing right now, and this is to anybody that comes through this show.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about everybody in the history of wrestling. I don't play that erased bullshit. You don't like it. And that's all I got to say.
Yep.
But it might even be the fact that once all of that shit settled, what if it was going to be done in Minneapolis? I know why it would have been done.
Why?
That would have been Brock's swan song.
It would have been Brock's swan song, but
if things
do change.
If Brock's swan song was him and Cody last year at SummerSlam, which, by the way, we've talked about, check the archives.
Yes, we have. Check the archives, please.
Guess what? I'm going to say this for what it is. My honest opinion, after all is said and done, if this is in fact his swan song, with Cody, what a way to go.
Oh, yeah. Definitely what a way to go. Amazing.
Now, with Mania 41 maybe being in Las Vegas, Sin City, they've never they've only hosted it once. WrestleMania 9, Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, that was
that. I call that WrestleMania
The snore fest.
The snore fest, for the simple fact that Taker got fucked by Giant Gonzalez.
Oh god!
And then you see the bullshit they pulled with Bret Hart, Yokozuna, and Hulk Hogan. Oh
god damn!
I wanted to be like this.
Nap time.
That's pretty much what I needed. If back then you would have had the clip of Stone Cold going boring, boring, when he used to do that to Lance Storm in 03, Jesus, that would have been the perfect time to do it.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was a different business. Gotta understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this pencil disappear.
Ta-da! It's gone.
Better than where it was going to go if I had done it. Human popsicle, anybody?
Yummy popsicle. No comment.
Not that kind, you perv. You're not the gutter, Harley. Good.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know, Jack Nicholson. What am I laughing at?
Because I went there.
Yeah, you went there.
But it would make with the look.
You crazy.
Had you ever heard of the healing power of laughter?
I have. It's very effective.
It's a beautiful thing, folks.
It is.
If, in fact, that Mania 41 does take place in Sin City, as the photo in our slides here showed,
it would not surprise me. No.
Given that you're in pretty much the fight capital, because you're also in the home of UFC.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you could have Rock versus Roman happen in Vegas, you know.
I think this year Rock fucks over Roman at Mania.
Humming, please. Sorry.
Yeah, you have this idea that's been floating around that on night one, it's the High Chief and the Tribal Chief versus Cody and Seth.
Right.
They get the Roman. Rock, there's a little miscommunication. They still pick up the victory.
Right.
Or what I would do is you have an upset loss. Rock and Roman argue about it.
Ooh.
Roman's hugging Rock. Rock's making that, okay, you motherfucker. You want to push your chief? Hi, chief. Okay, bitch. Watch what happens tomorrow night. Night two, Rock screws Roman.
Rock might have explained this.
Cody wins. Oh.
That might have explained this.
Guns up.
Guns.
Okay. As soon as I saw that, I went, oh, so he's shouting out Billy Gunn and the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. All right.
He's a fan.
He is. And the
it's not about money. It's about sending a message.
Jack Nicholson looking like he just combed really, really hard.
This dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
Yeah, I did lose it.
We lost it. We lost it.
But overall, that's how you set that up.
Yes.
Because remember, like, Mania 27, what happens? Mm-hmm. Rock screws Cena. Mm-hmm. That sets it up for Mania 28.
Yep.
28 happens, mm-hmm. and you go and you set it up to 29.
Yes.
I still think somehow the X factor in all this still involves CM Punk.
Possibly.
Remember at the press conference.
Yeah. Who wants to punch Drak in the face?
What happened 11 years ago?
Screwed him out of the screwed Punk out of the main event.
Royal Rumble 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ, how do you even let that happen?
So now you have a unique opportunity for not one but two potential stories to get a one would be personal, family wise. Right. The other one is for the proverbial. You know, not give the guy the common courtesy of a reach around to finish this.
All right. Ugh.
Congratulations, Full Metal Jacket.
There we go.
Okay. My point is Vegas is the most logical place to do this.
Yep.
If you're not going to do it in Minnesota and you don't do it in Vegas, where the fuck are you going to do it?
Yeah.
You're come back to Dallas? Because shit.
Oh, shit.
I'll be camping overnight.
I'll be
selling my left kidney by morning for ringside. Okay, folks.
Damn.
So let's put it that way. That's we've had it in Texas a few times. Mm-hmm. Astrodome 17.
Yep.
We had it in 25. We had it in 32.
Of course.
So we're pretty comfortable down here having Mania a couple more times. But my point is, I'm shocked that WrestleMania 40 is not in the Garden.
No.
WrestleMania 1, 10, and 20 were all in the Garden. WrestleMania 30 was in the Superdome, or as Mr. Hulk Hogan called it, the Silver Dome.
That
was showing his Alzheimer's and age. Giggity.
Yeah, exactly.
And this year, you're in Philadelphia.
Lincoln Financial Field.
TD
Garden. Well, that would be cool.
I would like to see that.
That'd be fun.
For one reason. What happened TD Garden 1998 WrestleMania 14?
Oh, wait. That was like Boston Garden.
The night Austin team champion. Austin. You damn right.
There you go.
I know you were, brother. I guarantee I know you were there. I know you were there, Blackheart. You've told me that at least once.
Yeah.
If they brought Mania back to Boston and you did it in the Garden, oh, hell yeah, bro.
Nice. That is cool.
And tickets back then were not what they were now, brother.
No, they were not as like...
You and I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. If they go to Boston, you will see a sellout faster than you ever thought you'd see.
It'd be like this.
No. It'd be... Take a look at how fast tickets went for 32 and 35.
I think they each went really quickly.
They would go twice as fast as that.
Oh,
I guarantee you'd be sold out probably in under 90 seconds.
Damn. That's a record.
Because you would be having hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
Online would probably be crashing.
Oh God! I mean, Ticketmaster, StubHub, forget it. Boston, they're deep down.
I think. All right.
There you go.
Yep. Yep. I think Michael Cole's like, yeah, I know I'm married, but all right.
Sorry, Squidward.
Yep. But like I said, you know, if they do it in Vegas, it's the right place.
Yeah.
Given the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Then again.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. They might have another one, another location.
I still think you do it in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because of what you just did. But yeah. Boston would probably be the other viable place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have WrestleMania 14 there. You've had a lot of different other pay-per-views there. You've had Raws. You've had SmackDowns. Shit. Yep. Wasn't there a takeover in Boston, if I remember?
There probably was. I think
there might have been. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
No.
But all in all, I'm not going to say it's not a bad idea.
No.
If you do it in Vegas, you know it's going to sell out.
Yes.
And you're going to make... Oh.
If the Celtics win the title, then WWE needs to make WrestleMania happen in Boston. Hey! That'd be cool.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, I mean, come on. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean... Just would be what it is. So, with that said, if anybody else wants to take a shot at it, we're going to take a break. But when we get back, Mr. Hayes, you're going to get fried. But before that, we got to analyze a certain Mrs. Fitness and yep. her Iron Woman match with Sasha Banks. Folks, get your drinks. Second half.
Meta!
Second half is coming up, and Bailey, before we go to commercial, this is for you.
Oh, my God.
Did it. Get up, get down with the fingers.
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell no,
Warren. Gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident.
Oh, God, Warren, really?
Maybe, you know what, maybe next time.
Maybe.
Next show, we have an argument room with... What up, Warren? There ain't no... Okay,
no way
that's
in
it.
Hell.
If we're going to have that talk, that's got to be for a special show
no
for
way,
the
hi,
Asylum. Then we argue over what city should get WrestleMania over the next
yes.
5 to 10 years.
Yes, exactly.
See? I knew this was coming. He brought up Jacksonville and that shit. That
like,
shit
was
coming. Warren, get it.
Yo, get it.
Warren, we love you, brother. Good to see you, bud.
Warren.
Well, folks,
there you go.
We got to go to the commercial. Oh!
Yes!
Ooh! Ooh, shots fired.
And the Jaguars are not going to make the playoffs this year. Oh.
You've been distressed.
Damn.
So serious. That's why your approval ratings are so low. Hey.
Next time you threaten us with a smile, okay?
But before I haven't finished. Get up, get down with the thickness. Get down with the thickness, baby.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
Absolutely.
We're gonna go to commercial.
Yeah.
See you after the break.
Oh!
Oh! No,
Warren!
Shots fired. There you go. It's on now.
Oh, shit, son.
Matt Jones sucks ass. I'm sorry.
This just gave me a hell of an idea.
Oh, gee. Here we go.
I have to finish thinking about it, folks. Let's get to...
Let's do that.
Sorry, I'm with the boss on. I'm with Blackheart.
Yeah, and
on
I'm
that
not going to dispute that at all.
I'm with Blackheart
not
on
disputing
that one.
That. No. I'm with him too.
Brady.
Yeah.
Bobby shared a link. Let
it. Yeah, it is
know.
Getting spicy in here.
We've got thickness going on. We're arguing.
We got football
grades. Man.
Come over here, you boy. Colin Gordon. Colin. Captain James Gordon.
can't be. He's been using Brand X. But with new Joker brand, I get a grin again and again.
Oh. That luscious tan, those ruby lips and hair color, so natural, only your Undertaker knows for sure.
Love that Joker.
So remember, put on a happy face.
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger.
Come on, you guys. It's only a little.
Giant! A hungry giant!
Hungry for a big honey dash.
Big taste, honeycomb, big taste.
It's not small.
No, no, no. Honeycomb's got a big honey taste. Big, big crunch for a big, big bite.
Honeycomb cereal. Part of this big, complete breakfast.
Honeycomb's a big, big bite. Yeah!
When you have lost your heart for indigestion, as the summer at all your
ears. Ken Tomohiro's impression of the big boss man.
Hank!
Kentucky Fried Chicken's impression of the big boss man. Ann Wood's impression of the ultimate warrior. Kentucky Fried Chicken's impression of the ultimate warrior. And you can only make these impressions with WWF power stamps. There's Hulk Hogan and the ultimate warrior. Big Boss Man. And Macho King Randy Savage for 99 cents each. Collect one each week only at Kentucky Fried Chicken and make your own impression.
And the battle in the chat between the boss man and Warren continues.
Ooh, and it's getting spicy.
It's getting very spicy.
So, folks, we have to go back in time. Yes. My lovely little time machine decided to pop its open head. Ooh. My chamber doors always take us to a different place in wrestling history.
They do.
And mine went on a very special date. That it just happens to be October 7th, 2015. Ooh. The place was Full Sail University. The event was NXT Respect, but it was the first time overall that women main evented an actual wrestling pay-per-view.
Yes, they did.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Thickness, the one with the juicy booty, and I Sorry, J-Lo, you have been replaced. Miss Beauty. By Bayley and Sasha Banks in the rematch after Bayley defeated Sasha at TakeOver Brooklyn. It would be the rematch for the NXT Women's Championship. But it was Bayley and Sasha, 30 minutes on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
In an Iron Woman match.
Yes.
That is our analyze this of today. So, a little history. Bayley spent the better part of a year or so earning Sasha's respect and did so by beating her at TakeOver Brooklyn prior to SummerSlam of 2015. Bayley would hit the Bayley to belly suplex on Sasha at TakeOver Brooklyn to become women's champion due to the fact that Sasha was going to be doing double duty between NXT and transitioning to the main roster. Yes. Sasha, wanting to regain the championship, would challenge Bayley, but they upped the ante, and it would be a 30-minute back-and-forth knockdown dragout. At one point, Sasha Banks even taunted Bayley's biggest fan, Izzy. Shout out to Izzy If you don't know, you know.
Yep.
Thank you to whoever's given us props. It would be in the final moments, this exact armbar that you just saw, that Sasha would tap out. Bayley had not only arrived, but also had full love and respect from her very close in real life friend.
There you go.
This match went 30 minutes to the letter. No five extra minutes.
Nope.
No, nothing. And the way they had these timed out, and I'm looking at my notes here, were perfect. Sasha picks up the pinfall at 8.5 minutes in.
Ooh.
With an old school girl roll up. Bayley pins it after the Bayley to belly.
Mm-hmm.
Then at a little around the 14 minute mark, I think it was right around the time Sasha threw her into the Minitron. Call it the Minitron because, guys, ladies and germs, we were at Full Sail. So if I remember right around the 14 minute mark or a little bit after it, that's when Sasha went up 2-1. The Hurricanrana at the 22nd mark is where it was tied at 2. With 3 seconds to go.
Oh, damn.
With a scissor armbar, Bayley picks up the W. It is after that is also still talked about.
Yeah.
Sasha hugs Bayley again, gives her that respect. But we see Sasha get a bouquet of flowers. She falls to her knees in tears. You know, having a girly moment. And NXT's boy, creator, Mr. Triple H, is going and hugging Bayley in the ring and letting the fans know, get ready. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, last week we talked about Bayley more recently, and this week we're talking about it again because Miss Thickness is also the winner of the Royal Rumble. Shout out. Oh, yeah, giggity, giggity, giggity. But this was a match that helped put her career into another level because the aftermath, she would go on to have a very lengthy reign until she faced Asuka.
Yeah, and that's
almost 1 year later. Then she would help her good friend Sasha Banks at Battleground 2016 and shortly after
main the roster. Grand
split where Bayley would make her main roster debut.
There you go.
This match to me was the first of its kind because we know Iron Man matches to be mostly the guys.
Yes.
The women took elements from very different Iron Man matches.
I think
they took a lot from the character or the story from Bret and Shawn at Mania 12, and they implemented it in a way that you could sit there and look back and say, okay, that was a key moment. I remember that happening between Bret and Shawn. That's new. Oh, wait a minute. What the hell just happened? There were a lot of those types of things that this match spoke to. I'll ask you, Doc, in a second, and I'll ask the inmates as well.
Okay.
My question to all of you is this. With this particular match, if you could go back and watch it in person, you know, we had that ability. What one thing about that match stood out to you and would say, okay, that's one of Sasha or Bayley's top five matches in their notch? What for me, I think it was the actual Bayley wanted Sasha's respect. Win or lose, whether it was a shoot, whether it was a promo, she wanted that respect. And the fact that they both shook hands, hugged, not once, but twice afterward. Yeah. You know, they did it at TakeOver Brooklyn, and then it was a little more elaborate the second time around.
Yeah.
So that spoke volumes, and look where we are now.
Yeah.
Going on to face Io Sky at Mania. Mm-hmm. We already know what Mercedes Moné is about to do in a few weeks.
AEW.
Yeah.
Big so business.
I think when people say that Sasha is not all that great, what they don't realize is you have a young woman who worked the WWE system.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey, as we talked about prior,
yeah,
she worked the indies too. But look at the learning tree that Bailey got.
Serena Deeb.
Mercedes Martinez.
And Mercedes Martinez.
Those are two learning trees that are technical.
Mm-hmm.
Technically gifted. If Hunter and Nick Khan were smart and Tony Khan didn't have his head so far up his own taint right now.
Hey. Oh, God.
Five lines of blow every night and go to sleep. Or
now that's a headline.
That is a headline.
He would just smoke a joint. One shit. Hit me up. I know somebody that gets Tony Stone.
Doesn't that seem kind of crazy to you?
We could break that ultimate barrier. You could have Bailey face off with Athena, the version of Ember Moon. You could have Bailey stepping up to Britt Baker. You could have Bailey stepping into the ring with Toni Storm.
Yeah.
You could have Bailey even stepping up with Red Velvet,
with
Kiera Hogan. There's a plethora of women's talent, and a lot of it, I think, has to do with the simple fact that if you go back to this particular match,
that was
a match that I think lights a fire under a lot of women's asses to say.
That's true. It probably does.
I mean, shit. If you wanted, I would take.
Yeah.
Bailey would be in the number one spot, but I'm going to take three other women from this time period. I'm going to bring it back to 2015.
Okay.
I'm going to take Cora Jade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Nikita Lyons. Sorry. Yep. That's Miss Thickness part two. And for the hell of it, I'm going to take Becky Lynch.
Ooh.
Those four women back to 2015 to light a fire. Under everybody's ass. Hey.
Well.
All right. Giggity, giggity.
She is single.
Dead man's trigger. This falls out of my hand for any reason. And bang.
Yeah, Bailey used to be engaged to Aaron Solo.
I remember that. Yeah.
Mrs. Bailey Solo? What the fuck? Ew. That one sounded like a Star Wars married name. Jesus Christ.
No.
Aaron Solo.
Anyway. Bobby, I would take them, but I only used four.
Yeah, he only
The reason why I would take Becky Lynch is because look at what Bailey and Becky are doing currently.
Yep.
Look at the young talent that you would have up and coming.
Yeah.
The one talent that I wish would not have retired that I think, and you know, we saw that. I wouldn't mind having a moment at WrestleMania between Bailey and AJ.
It's time to have some fun. Burn it down, brother. Burn it all down.
Bailey and AJ have a match in NXT at one point?
She did, but
okay.
I'm talking main roster level.
Oh, shit. Main roster. Okay.
And here's the funny part. If you go back to take over Brooklyn when Bailey won, there are a group of guys as they're panning the stands, and they're jumping up and down and shit to Bailey's Oh, that is fucking hilarious because I'm sitting here going, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I know this because I watched it. And this, it's, and at Full Sail, you got four dudes doing it in the stands again. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, Jesus Christ, how do you even let that happen?
So,
this has to be the original Bailey buddies right there.
This Matt, oh yeah, Miss
Thick. Yeah, there you go. She makes this funny too.
Call me. Yeah. Where's Quagmire when I need him?
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyway,
forget it.
Before we close this chamber.
Oh my God.
Okay. I propose this question. And it is this. Mm-hmm. With that match, do you believe, and it can be a yes and no or an elaborate comment.
Okay.
You believe this was the particular match that set the tone for what the women in NXT would eventually force the main roster to adapt to?
I believe absolutely yes.
That's
there you go. This is Charlotte versus Sasha, Hell in a Cell.
That will be a match we talk about on a later episode as well.
Absolutely.
But I will say this. That is a match we will definitely discuss somewhere down the road.
Maybe it did have an impact.
The season finale. You never know. But to me, this was a match that I guarantee you a lot of the main roster women then were going... We're literally sitting there going, fuck.
Hey, you wait like everybody else, pal.
Yeah, they were probably sitting there doing that going.
Yeah. Okay,
came up a quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you pretty much had that happening. I mean... Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, to me, where Bailey truly did arrive. Some say her reign was lackluster. I don't think so.
Nah.
I don't think so. Because she was on every week. She was defending the belt when it was time to.
Yep.
She was cutting good promos. Mm-hmm. And when you have Meg and you had this, you influenced a big fan to get in the ring high.
Which is what...
I'm seeing a.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's gonna happen now.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying it could be in 6 months, could be in a year. You could see Izzy just show up as a one-off and be an extra and do like.
Oh yeah.
Daily.
Well,
even if it's
Izzy,
a simple on TV.
Yeah.
I just saw Izzy get slapped by Thunder Rosa.
I was gonna mention that. Like, yeah, Izzy's
so, congrats,
doing
so
matches close. Against Smack by Thunder Rosa. I'm like, woo, girls going on.
Let's not blow this out of proportion.
Okay, then.
We're not talk about blow.
No.
Come on, bro. Let's be serious. He spared you.
He spared you.
Hey, we can't talk about blow. Vince could be around.
Oh, weak ass on my feet.
Yeah.
I'm talking about man. But now, in closing, to me, this was a first in that it broke that barrier.
It did.
And to me personally, as I was I watched the match when it happened and then watched it again recently to do my homework for today.
Ah.
And I still felt the same as I did now. I said that mm-hmm. was exactly where it needed to be on the card.
Yeah.
That was the first shot. That was a kick in the crotch.
It was.
That the old man needed then
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, Vince, women are going to be main event Mania sooner than mm-hmm. you think.
They
will. 2019.
Yep.
Live at MetLife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't we have three women main event that it should have been a
one-on-one? It should have been one-on-one, but the old fart had to – we'll also discuss that another time.
No, the old fart had to stick his – never mind, his dong.
Yeah, his
dong in the middle of it.
And they had to put Charlotte in that main event match at WrestleMania 35.
Hang on. We just said it, so I'm going to mention it now. Hi, Vince. If this is you erect, this must be you soft. Any questions?
Yeah. And we did mention that, Bob.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
So for you, old man, where is the nub? Where is the nub,
damn it.
So I'll leave it like this. I said it then and I'll say it now. This was the moment where I think many female fans and many of the diehard guy fans were like, I want that on the main roster.
Yeah.
The more that the four horsewomen were doing, mm-hmm. it started making women on the main roster go, fuck.
What are they doing?
And I think it continues.
Yeah.
I think, and I hate to say this, NXT 2.0 is, or I call it, Vince McMahon jacking off a unicorn.
Meta!
Tainted. No, yes, it is. NXT 2.0 was, in fact, Vince McMahon jerking off a unicorn, and it sounded something like this. NXT 2.0.
There is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
I ain't finished, but that is true. It was like this. NXT 2.0. Hunter's got a lot to do to clean it up.
He does.
Going back to the black and gold. Yes, that's exactly where I stole it from, Bobby.
Nickelodeon. Okay. Exactly.
But the black and gold era of NXT that Bayley and Sasha and all of them came from, they were at a level that had not been seen before. It inspired, I think, even guys on the roster to step their game up, and you've never seen that before. Mm-mm. The last time you saw women main event a show was in 04 between Lita and Trish on Raw.
Yep.
But now, we close my illustrious chamber. Because it's time.
It's time.
Oh, Carmelo Hayes.
You son of a bitch.
All right. Enough dilly-dally. To the main event.
We ain't getting there yet. You, young lady, are going to wait your turn. Mr. Hayes, there's just one rule you don't break in my house. You broke it, bitch. You traitorous anal lube tube looking.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let's get started, shall we? Yes. Lube them up. Carmelo? Carmelo Hayes. Hayes. Funny, are you related to Michael P.S. Hayes? I mean, you spell it the same way. Are you trying to do advertising for Lay's potato chips?
Oh, yeah.
Former NXT... North American champion. You are a former NXT world champion. You had a fight with a guy who kicked your ass more than once in Braun Breaker. I mean, what happened during that time? Did your balls finally drop? Dude? Jesus Christ. This looks like you came out taking a massive dump and it's still Jesus, you need some fucking, you know, preparation H pads and some of that. Softener. Vengeance Day, you go up against Dijakovic here.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, sorry, Dragunov.
Yeah.
He took you to tech, and then you stab your friend, a guy who is gaining a fuck shit ton of momentum in Trip Williams.
Yeah.
In the back. Yeah. And then you sit there like Mr. Arrogant Rapper Wannabe off the streets of New York or in Boston, or I'm from the 404 in the ATL or the 774 or the 678.
There's something. Well, yeah.
Okay. Dude, Carmelo, that one picture looked like you were trying to take a shit and it got stuck.
You're constipated?
You needed that special lube just to get that demonic turd out of your ass. I felt like
more than Phillips.
A baby exorcism. Deep turd fall from his ass. The power of fiber compels you. The power of fiber compels you. Okay? Carmelo.
Oh my God.
You realize that in every single backstabbing story, you get yours.
Mm-hmm.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Dumbfuck. Dipshit. Did you get the net yet? Did you get the clue? Or are you covered in that goo?
Ew.
Not that kind of goo, but another kind of goo from money.
Money.
You this dumb, you really want to... Instead of being happy for your friend,
mm-hmm.
like Baron Corbin was,
right?
You want to pick a rivalry with the one guy,
yeah,
that knows you well.
Mm-hmm. Jealous, jealousy
over jealousy over the fact that did you ever fucking stop to think that maybe him winning it was revenge on your behalf?
Probably.
No.
No, he didn't think about it.
This in your head because you are a dickhead.
Yes.
At least you're not bald, in which case we drop perfectly curved line right down the middle and say, yep, I'm going there. And
he's
say, hi, you are now crowned Carmelo Dickhead Hayes.
Appropriate.
And here's a news flash. Whooping that trick's gonna take a whole new meaning.
Yep.
I have watched you and Trick with great interest. Even though when AEW had started, you weren't there, you know, big yet. I knew who you were. And I kept an eye on you.
That's true, Bobby.
You now want to pick this fight because
mm-hmm.
you want your precious gold back.
Right.
Take some advice from one Tommaso Ciampa and one Jonathan Gargano.
Yes.
The only way it's going to end is with somebody new jumping you from behind.
Yes.
Don't believe me? Ask Tommaso Ciampa. I find it funny. Isn't that the guy who's running with the AOP now who did that? What's his name? Oh, yeah, Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross. Yeah.
You want history to repeat itself?
Yeah, do you?
Price check on Jackass. Because I'm telling you, the only way you're going to survive, Mr. Hayes, and then I'm going to let the good doctor finish you off before we hand the thumb business, okay, is this. I better see a full fucking street fight.
Oh, yeah.
It at some point ends up in a local grocery store. At least at minimum. I hear price check on Trip. Whooped Trick on two. Price check on.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
Because we can't use price check on Jackass. That belongs to
one. No, can't do that.
But it would be the greatest parody ever used.
Yes.
A throwback. And I'm going to say this for what it is. Trick, you broke my brother's rules. And you know better. You stabbed your best friend over jealousy.
Yes, you did.
So, Mr. Dickhead, Mr. I need to have a demonic food baby exorcism.
Yeah.
Mr. My hair looks like I use lube from Spencer's. Anal lube, that is.
Hey, anal lube, yeah.
You know, the strawberry flavored kind.
Right.
I'm gonna allow the nice doctor.
Yes.
A shot, if you will. Yeah. Oh, crap, I said shot. Wrong choice.
No, you just.
Well, not- from here. I gotta go.
Okay. Oh, mellow, 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 you piece of shit. You say when I shoot, when. When you say I shoot, when I shoot, I don't miss, dude, you missed big time. If you think this rivalry with Trick Williams is going to match that of Gargano versus Ciampa, dude, you are out of your fucking mind. You're not even going to come close to the beautiful rivalry those two gentlemen had. Not even close, because Trick is going to whoop your ass, no pun intended. Ooh, I can't wait.
It's time to have some fun. Burn it down, brother. Burn it all down.
I intend to burn. Oh, Mr. J and I are gonna burn it all down. We're gonna burn you down. We're gonna fry you to a fucking crisp. And then basically, I hope Trick whoops your ass and sends you back in there, buddy. Because guess what? You're just a jealous fucker. All right, I'm ready to push a button. Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
On your behalf, Mr. Trick Williams.
For you, Trick.
He's tried to plead with me to spare him. Fuck, it did not work.
Yeah, but no. Sorry, Trick, we're not sparing him. Not sparing him.
Chant three simple words. Oh, Mr. Hayes, whoop that Trick.
Let's.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Go!
Go!
Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Okay. By the way, hi, Lennox.
Hi, Lennox. I knew I should. Ooh.
Ooh.
Smells tastier than Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah. We better have plenty of Sweet Baby Ray's on hand because I'm hungry.
Hang on. I got to make sure he's burnt to a crisp.
Okay.
Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no. No. No, you. You complete me.
What happened?
Kill you? Kill you? Kill you? Kill you?
We can hope Mello's Trick sends Mello packing, that's for sure.
Yeah, and what I just did with my tongue, I'd like to do to Bailey, but I digress.
What?
Oh, shucky ducky, quack. Quack.
Quack, quack.
Anyway, folks, this wraps it up for this week.
Yeah.
But just to let you all know tonight, due to the NBA All-Star Weekend, there is no collision. So let the AEW roster get a week to rest. By the way, respectfully, correct. One thing before we go, though, I am going to say this. Next week, is going to be a 2-for-1 special in the chair. We all know accidents happen in the ring.
Yes.
The Hardy Boys and the bullshit they did with ripping Sammy Guevara. Guess what?
You're both going to get it. You two are screwed.
Never thought I could fit five. We fit five. I actually had that bitch expanded. So if I could fit five, Matt and Jeff, next week's for you. Yeah. And by the way, shout out to Mrs. Guevara and the little baby.
Luna.
And Sammy being a dad, it's nice to see.
Oh, it's young man. It's cool.
Even though from time to time he might get the chair at some point, but yeah, he hasn't earned it enough yet.
Nope.
He's been smart.
He has. And he better stay that way.
Broken heart, heel Hardys.
There you go.
Only difference is don't bring it in Rebby.
No.
Because then I'm going to want to do giggity on her too. Sorry, Matt.
Sorry.
I knew who Rebby was before you.
Bruce, hurry. Rachel's going to die. All right, listen.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say about it.
Yeah.
But who do dive into the life of, I wonder? I'll have to keep you all guessing.
Yeah.
For now. But folks, you know my rule. Don't take the chair. Don't attack the doc.
And
always have a good time.
Of course.
But folks,
the whole point of it.
If you missed, make sure you tune into the Ladies of Black Hearts Angels earlier in the afternoon. If you missed us, as I say this live, if you do watch this and you did not see us live, check us out. And make sure tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, Blackheart, Uncle Fats, E. Dukes, Big Mike,
Matt,
Last Week in Wrestling, the boys. Always bringing it.
Boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
And hey, here's a fun fact. You never know who's going to get the two shits and a toilet and a flush moment on the show. But make sure you remember to go get some merch for all the shows, including ours. Show some love.
Please.
Make sure you check out all the brands. Dubby, Dream Alive, Get Soulless.
Wow.
They help us pay the bills. Show them some love too. Don't forget to know what to do. Like, share, subscribe, telegraph, telephone, telewrestler, tell your baby mama, tell your baby mama's baby mama, tell your baby mama's baby mama's cousin. Tell your baby mama's cousins, grandma, big mama. You know the deal.
Oh man.
Because you never know what's gonna happen in this asylum. Thank you, Bobby. You as well,
thank
brother.
You, Bobby.
But for now, I know it's Saturday. Yeah. Usually I'd say Saturday nights were all right for fighting, but tonight it's all right for basketball.
Yep.
So with that said, it's time to enjoy some NBA All-Star Weekend shit.
Yep.
But
like the three-point shooting contest between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu. Ooh.
Before we leave, I want to say thank you each to every single one of you who tune in and like, share, subscribe, and smash that button. But I want to sing a quick ditty before we get out of here. A little something like this. Dun, 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 dun. Bailey's got a fat ass. She's single and fine as hell. Dun, 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 dun. I wish she would marry me. Dun, dun, dun. And Aaron Solo can kiss my ass and go Otis straight to hell. Dun, dun, dun. Bailey, you so fine. Dun, 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 dun. Belly's so damn fine as wine. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen. And folks, remember, WrestleMania is only less than 6 weeks or so away. Bailey battles Io Sky for the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, giggity, 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 giggity. She's got, hey, Ed, she's got the Harley Quinn red and black hair.
Coincidence? I think not.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we don't know what else is going to happen, but one thing's for sure. In pro wrestling, you never know. Yeah. But folks, I love you. I thank you. The Hardy Boys are fixing to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to join the wrestler's life?
Ooh.
This week, coming up, I haven't decided, but I think you'll like my choice when you tune in next week. Oh. But for now, I must bid you adieu, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Or, and I just thought about it.
Oh.
I think I'll give you all a little spoiler. Goodbye.
Oh.
Good night. Bam. Bye.
My life is nothing but a comedy, a comedy, a comedy.